The Education and Training Show on Stray FM.
With Harrogate College. Your career starts here with Harrogate College.
Welcome along to this week's Education and Training Show podcast. My name's Tom Harland, and on the show this week, we'll be hearing about the parent autopilot. Are you on autopilot with your parenting? It's all to do with screens, mobile phones, tablets, and the like, and whether we're relying on them too much. We'll get you some statistics and things on that very, very shortly. Harrogate College on the show, they want to celebrate their apprenticeship courses. Now, if you've got a young person in your family who's approaching a working age, an apprenticeship could be an alternative into employment. So Dawn Gregory from Arrow ECS is going to tell us how a Harrogate College apprentice has been fantastic for their business, and Rosset Adult Learning will be telling us about their digital courses. If you've got a tablet or a phone or anything like that that's really annoying because you just can't make your life easier, that's what they're there for, isn't it? They could have courses to sort you out. We'll tell you all about that very soon. And we'll round the show off with our brand new feature. It's called The Early Years with the Little Gym. If you've got little ones, this is the feature for you. Some tips and tricks on working with them and getting the most out of your time with them. That's all to come. But first, Beth Parsons has been finding out about the parent autopilot and whether we could all be accused of being a little bit of an autopilot parent sometimes. Have a listen to this.
Okay, so today we are talking about parent autopiloting, something that maybe too many parents are falling into, and it's to do with children spending a lot of time on digital devices. So here to tell us more about it is Dr. Mark Griffiths, who is a professor of behavioural addiction at Nottingham Trent University. And also we've got Emma Coleman, who is from Groupon. Now, you guys have been doing the research. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what exactly it's shown?
Yeah, well, Groupon have carried out some research, and what they found is that 49% of parents are basically electronic babysitting. You know, they're, you know, what we call parent autopiloting here, where they are using electronic devices as a way of, you know, so parents can get on with their life and just leaving the children to it. And of course, that's something that, you know, particularly, you know, I'm a father of three screen ages myself. All my children spend probably far too much time in front of screen-based technologies. It's the way of the world. But of course, there is a, you know, there is a family there. We want quality time with our children. And children actually learn from their parents. I mean, if parents are on their phones and tablets all the time, that's what children are going to grow up to think that's the normal way of doing things. But we've got to get back to this idea that, you know, there is a family there, and it's got to be part of a balanced, healthy diet. There's nothing wrong with playing a computer game or being on Facebook, but there's also, you know, physical education, development with your peers, learning those kind of social interactions, and obviously schoolwork and, you know, house chores, etc. It all has to be part of that kind of balanced package. But again, that's down to parental responsibility. Parents actually should be taking more of a lead in telling what their children to do.
When it comes to actual hours in front of screens, I've seen here that this is talking about children aged between 5 and 16. Back in 1995, they were spending the average of 3 hours in front of screens, and now it's 6.5 hours. So that has significantly doubled. Have you guys got any suggestions of what it is that children should be doing instead? Should it be family time? Should it be them doing some learning? What is it that we think we should be doing with that extra hours that we're putting into screen time?
Well, I know I'm a working mother of one, so I'm probably just as guilty as this as many parents out there. But I do know that the most fun I really have at the moment is with my kids. You know, and being a parent in crime, that's kind of, you know, quite frankly, you know, what I want to be doing with my kids and having lots of fun. So it's a real mixture, isn't it? And as a kid, I remember doing all the great stuff like Poo Sticks. And I remember, you know, kind of What's the Time, Mr. Wolf, and all those classic games of my childhood, which I play with my kids now. But also, you know, I also remember going out and doing really great kind of structured, fun family activities that I really look forward to. And, you know, not to plug too hard, but there's lots of things, you know, on the Groupon site that you guys can look at, you know, everything from sticking your kids in flight simulators, you know, to taking them climbing or horse riding, you know, taking them on the Batmobile and whizzing around the track. So there's lots of things that you can do as a family that don't cost too much money, that really drive family value together. But also, you know, getting back to things that you did as a kid that don't cost anything, you know, getting muddy in the garden and kind of, you know, playing tag.
That's also helping getting the daily activity, physical activity sorted as well, because it's also showed that 46% of parents weren't aware of how much physical exercise their children do in a week. And kids aged between 5 and 18 are meant to do 1 hour of physical exercise a day. So all those activities you've just talked about pretty much could help tick that box as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm pretty sure parents feel like they definitely get the exercise chasing around after their kids. But it's sometimes hard to think how much your kids have done themselves. But yeah, all of those activities. I mean, my daughter went horse riding with me. She's 2.5 and she was out the yard yesterday, you know, and it's just fun stuff that we do together as a family. So
another issue I think that some people have or parents have is finding the actual time to do that, because it's a lot easier, you know, if you can stick a kid in front of the TV or in front of an iPad, it means that they can then get on with their jobs. Is there any advice when it comes to how they can free up that time to actually spend with the children?
Well, I think it's about parents, you know, trying to sort out, you know, what do they want as a priority in their day. I know in terms of my family is that the family meal at the end of the day is one of the most important times that we get to chat with my children, see what they've been doing, you know, throughout the day. And one of the things we've got there is that there is no screen-based technology at the table. I'm one of those bizarre parents, actually. I actually gave up my mobile phone. So I think I'm quite a good role model for my children in terms of not using a mobile phone, because I don't actually use one myself. But, you know, I think, you know, we've all got busy jobs now. I mean, one of the things I can, you know, I try to do is, for instance, when I'm cooking, is try and get the kids coming out, chop up the vegetables. Things that you do have to do is you can involve your children there as well. And as I say, the parents are the greatest role models for their children. But, you know, I do appreciate people have busy lives. I have a busy life myself. That doesn't mean that we can't find time for our family.
I think one of the things you touched on there is making the little jobs really fun. I used to do, when I was little, my parents would make, this sounds like such a cheap trick really now, but we used to have races of who could do the most clearing up after dinner in 1 minute.
Fantastic idea.
And you'd have a stopwatch. And genuinely, we were so pleased if we got the most things in the dishwasher in 60 seconds. It was brilliant. And that's the same kind of idea, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think those little tricks, you know, you do learn from your parents, as Emma was just saying, the things that she did with her parents, she's now doing with her own kids. You know, the idea of sitting down for a family meal, that was so ingrained in my own family that I do it, you know, and I don't like TV dinners. I don't like anything like that. I do think it's important to sit and actually chat to your kids. I realise today, you know, I mean, my screen ages now. I mean, my children are 14, 16 and 19 now.
But
I know when they were younger is that, as I say, those kind of activities that you could, you know, that were actually chores, actually making them into something fun, actually did bring the family together.
Okay, well, where is it that people can head to for a little bit more information if they want to find out more?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you go to groupon.co.uk, you should find some pretty good things about, you know, what you can discover to do in your local area with your kids.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Professor Mark Griffiths and Emma Coleman, for your time. And hopefully we can get on more activities.
Thanks a lot, Beth.
The Education and Training Show on Stray FM.
With Harrogate College. Your career starts here with Harrogate College.
Your career really could start with Harrogate College, especially if you're an apprentice. Harrogate College run a range of successful apprenticeship programmes, and to celebrate that, we wanted to invite one of the employers in to just share a really good story. So Dawn Gregory from Arrow ECS is going to tell us about having a Harrogate College apprenticeship. If there's a young person in your family approaching working age, if there's somebody you know maybe who's thinking university might not be for them, an apprenticeship could be a brilliant way into a really fulfilling, well-paid career. So here's Dawn to tell us a little bit more about her company and how apprenticeships have been successful.
Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
I'm the Learning and Development Manager for Arrow ECS, which is Enterprise Computing Solutions, based here in Harrogate. It's the head office. My role is to assist the HR advisor with all the young talent initiatives we have in operation within our business, which includes apprenticeships, traineeships, our graduate programme. At Arrow, we work closely with various colleges to offer additional training if needed, including external training initiatives. We want our graduates and apprentices to be at the forefront of their career. Arrow ECS is an IT distributor, and it's part of a company called Arrow Electronics, which is a global company. And we specialise in providing end-to-end IT solutions. This includes cloud services, data centre solutions, which encompasses things like storage, servers, software, virtualisation, infrastructure management, networking and security. And this is all supported by a diverse portfolio of services around that. If you want to find out any more about us, then you can search #ArrowTalent.
Well, it sounds like a company that we definitely need in this world. We are getting more and more technologically advanced. And so you decided that you were going to take on an apprentice, and I presume then you got in touch with Harrogate College. Why was it that you decided taking on an apprentice was a good idea?
Well, apprentices are the core of our strategy for securing talent for our future. The main aim is to ensure that we find the best talent and we're building long-term relationships with that talent. If you look at our strapline 5 years out, it's all about building for the future, thinking 5 years out. A key element of that is ensuring that we have the best people who will grow with our company and make it great for the future. For us, our apprentices are our future supervisors, managers, and leaders within our business. So it's vital for us to engage and develop apprentices early on and equip them with all the skills, but also the experience to fulfill their ambitions and also ours.
You've got an apprentice at the moment. Is this the first apprentice you've had, or have you got a long line of apprentices that you've had before?
Well, since 2012, we've recruited 21 apprentices all around the business. These apprentices have gone on into various different roles, including marketing, HR, sales, training, customer service, and IT. We also don't just recruit apprentices at our head office in Harrogate. We've also got apprentices in Newmarket, Reading, and Nottingham offices. We aim to infiltrate young people or young talent across the company. 12 of our apprentices who have already completed their initial studies and courses have gone on for permanent positions within their retrospective departments. 50% of those have gone on to higher education, which has been funded solely by ROECS. And these include further MVQs, degrees, and even postgraduate studies.
So there's a lot more than just, you know, doing an apprenticeship. The future after that apprenticeship is quite a massive, big expanse. What has your experience been like with hiring apprentices?
Well, we've been recruiting, as I said, apprentices since 2012, and the experience that we've had has only ever been positive. The various benefits to us as far as recruiting apprentices include things like a pipeline of young talent, which is feeding into our business, therefore ensuring that we've got future innovators, which will lead our business going forward. That is obviously a major part of our succession strategy. All apprentices have come into the business have helped us drive our philosophy of making Arrow a great place to work, because they've got continued enthusiasm, they've got new ideas, they've got a sense of fun, and they've got competition. The formal training the apprentices undertake has little impact on the business in terms of resources and time. So the colleges, for example, HCUK Training, which is part of Harrogate College, and the providers we work with tailor the trainings to the needs of our business. The MVQs, as far as the apprentices are concerned, are all fully funded, so there's no cost for that training to us.
Oh, that's good. And when it comes to being an apprentice, what do they get out of it? Why do they love to be an apprentice? What's their benefit?
Well, just a small amount is they're undertaking formal qualifications whilst gaining fundamental work experience that is needed for their future careers, and they're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
Always a good one. They've got long-term career plans that are developed for any aspiring apprentices, definitely with us, because we can map and design where they would like to be in 5 years, our 5 years out. And then obviously any further training we can provide within Arrow. We've got brilliant training initiatives outside the MVQ qualification, such as communication essentials, assertiveness training, presentation skills, etc., which obviously will enhance their prospects and their employability skills.
So, dare I say, will you be taking on more apprentices in the future?
I would say that it is our commitment, as far as apprentices are concerned, that there will be more in the future, especially given the discussions that are going on at the moment around the government implementing the new apprentice levy for employers.
If there is, by any chance, anyone out there who's thinking, do you know what, I would love to be an Arrow apprentice, is there anyone they can get in touch with?
They can go on to hashtag Arrow Talent, and they can get in touch with myself, Dawn Gregory, and they can also get in touch with Adam Parry, who is our HR advisor.
Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show. The Education and Training Show on Stray FM.
With Harrogate College, your career starts here with Harrogate College.
And always, if you want to find out more about Harrogate College, you can jump onto their website. It's harrogate.ac.uk. You can do that while you're listening to this podcast if you want. My name's Tom Harland. This is the Education and Training Show podcast. And next up, we are going to Rosset Adult Learning. Now, they run a series of courses for you to improve yourself, to learn a new skill without the stress of a qualification or a exam hanging over you. So, if you want to learn a new skill, perhaps around something digital, you know, if you've been given something, this has probably happened. If it's not happened to you, it's happened to someone in your family. They've been given a phone or a tablet or something. They're just supposed to make their life easier, and it's really not. It's just a headache. They could help. So Beth took a trip down to Rosset Adult Learning to find out more and spoke to the head honcho, Melissa Horbury, and new team member, Catherine Paynton. And first of all, got to know the newbie.
Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
I've just been here a matter of weeks. I was previously a tutor and still actually tutoring as well, but I've come to help Melissa in the office.
What did you tutor?
I tutor iPads and mobile devices and technology.
Ah, okay. That's very, very suitable in this day and age.
Absolutely.
And that's actually what we're focusing on today. So you used to do a course related to computing for beginners, is that right?
That's right. We used to do computing for beginners classes and next step classes. But what we found increasingly is that people aren't using their traditional computers anymore. They're moving to mobile phone devices and mobile tablet devices.
And so you've got a list of quite a few different new courses related to tackling iPads and tackling Kindles and tackling smartphones and that whole big world of technology that maybe a few of us aren't as hot on it as we should be. So what are these courses aiming to teach you?
Well, we're looking at both the Apple technology and also the smartphone technology. So we can range from anything to do with Android tablets, Apple iPhones or iPads. We also do look at obviously other forms of mobile devices, but as you can appreciate, they're all different. So if people are interested, it's a very good idea to give us a call first so that we can say whether it's actually covered in the course. We do look at both the phone technology and the iPad technology, but what we've done this time is that we've joined those two together because actually they are pretty similar. So people shouldn't feel frightened. Oh, you know, I haven't got I think I've had my iPhone for years. But actually bring it along because they maybe don't know how to use it properly. Or maybe have always wanted to ask things. And sadly, they've asked their grandchildren and they've shown them at such quick speed that they're really, people haven't wanted to admit that they haven't taken it all in. So we're here to provide that kind of service and help people to understand the technology that they now have.
And it can go sort of a step-by-step, slow pace, or whatever speed you want to go at, I presume you can tailor to that need.
We've got students, and they range from 30 to 90, and we will tailor our classes to exactly the speed that you want to go out. You're not made to feel silly about asking questions. We're there to help you learn the things that you want to know.
It's very much learning for all, to be quite frank. And sometimes people just come with a simple agenda. It will be literally that they want to learn one or two things. And I can give you a specific example of a gentleman more recently. The most important thing to him was to be able to speak to his family across the seas. Ah. And it was absolutely wonderful. He was a lovely gentleman. They'd sent him this device in the post. You know, he had an iPad and he genuinely didn't know what to do with it and how to use it. But he said to me, day one, all I want to do is be able to use this device so that I can see my grandchildren in Australia. And, you know, by week five, alongside everything else we taught him, but he had that ability and the smile on his face was just wonderful when he'd been able to see them.
Because everyone has their different reasons for wanting to know. My grandma is 83. She has an iPhone and an iPad, and she uses both of them purely to look at what I've been doing on Facebook. She is on Facebook at 83 years old, and to play Scrabble. And that's exactly the reason why she wants it. But I do wonder what extra things there are that she maybe is spending an hour or something doing a day that she could be doing in just 5 minutes if she had the right know-how.
I think that's one of the main problems that we're trying to overcome with our classes, because frequently, like your 83-year-old grandma, she probably doesn't know exactly what her iPad and iPhone can do. And often they don't know until they come to the class that you can do all these extra things. I know Kath has to cover so many different angles in a class. I mean, that's one of the interesting things and one of the difficult things as well, that people come with so many different kinds of issues. But hopefully by the end of it, we've covered all their individual issues that they have.
One of the main things that we have actually given them is confidence, because the whole purpose of mobile devices is to make our life much simpler. And if it's something that you're carrying around with you and you feel, oh, heck, this is actually a pain to me, then I want people to leave after the 5-6 week course having confidence to say, OK, I don't know exactly how to do that, but I'm sure I can sit down and work it out. Or I can come back to the next course, which we also run. Once we've got them up and running on the 5-week beginner's course, there is a further course that we run at follow the next term, which allows them to expand their knowledge even more and do much more things like more on photography, more on social media. Just basically give them much, much more information. And it's so much better than reading it in a book, because they can ask questions. And if they don't ask questions of me, they ask questions of their peers sat round in the room, which is great.
Yeah, Kath, that's a really important thing, I think, with Rotted Adult Learning. It's all about collaborative learning. So it's learning with other people and gaining confidence through other people as well, to learn whatever you're going to be doing.
And with regards to getting people, so say they've got that time scheduled in to come along to the courses, are they a mixture of during the day and during the evening? What sort of days are they on?
Yes, so we've got quite a wide range of digital technology classes in the day that are on mainly Tuesdays and Fridays, actually, in the mornings between 9:15 and 1:45. We also do an iPad class in the evening. We're doing an iPhone photography class in the evening on a Monday.
Okay, so for people who want to come and learn more, where is the best place for them to go, and when do they need to be in contact with you?
Well, if they can call us this week or next week, most of our classes start week commencing the 18th of April, but just give us a call, give Catherine or Melissa a call on Harrogate 563 768, and we'll talk you through the process.
And I think it is important to say as well that these are really, really reasonable courses. They will not break your bank. They're a matter of weeks. And I hope you don't mind my saying, but most of them are around sort of the £50 mark for a 5-week course.
Absolutely.
And that's amazing.
Yes, our classes are purposefully very good value so that everybody can afford to come along on them.
Rossett Adult Learning on Stray FM's Education and Training Show. The Education and Training Show on Stray FM.
With Harrogate College. Your career starts here with Harrogate College.
Thank you for listening to this Education and Training Show podcast. My name's Tom Harland. If you haven't already, you need to listen to the other specialist shows from Stray FM. Thursday nights is the Food and Drink Show with Will Smith and his busy mate, Steph Moon, celebrity chef. There's also Stray Living with Nick and gardening guru Sally. We've got the Business Hub with James Stanley, including the Business News Desk, which is just brilliant if you're in the business world. And on a Tuesday night, Beth hosts the Health and Wellbeing Show. All of them available at strayfm.com. Click on Specialist Shows anytime you like. Right, to round off this week's podcast, let's go to the early years with the little gym. Here's Beth Parsons with some tips and tricks on how to look after the little ones.
The early years on Stray FM
with the little gym.
This week, we're talking about children about 3 or 4 years old and promoting independence. Now, whilst they need a lot of parental help in a lot of things, actually, experts believe that children are typically able to do a lot more than we think they can. So here's a few tips of how you can encourage and promote independence. Number one is expect more. Now, most people have a way of living up to expectations. So if you raise that bar, your child will probably stretch to meet it. Number two is resist doing for them what they can actually do themselves. This might seem tricky and you might think you can do it quicker and easier yourself, but actually if you hold back and let them do it, it's going to be brilliant for their self-sufficiency. Number three, don't redo what they've done. They will see this as a failure. They will see that it needs to be redone by an older person, an adult, and therefore why should they bother to do it in the future? Number four, let them solve the simple problems. If it's something like reaching for a book or assembling a toy, leaving them to try and do it themselves will do a lot of good in the long run.
And number five, assign them a chore. Make something their responsibility. Maybe this won't be locking all the doors before leaving the house or dealing with the electricity bills, but maybe watering a certain plant or making sure that something is done in a certain way or in order will give them the feeling that they are a capable contributing member of the family. So this week, it's all about promoting independence.
The Early Years on Stray FM.
With the Little Gym, building confidence one jump at a time. Book your taster class now.
The Education and Training Show on Stray FM.
With Harrogate College. Your career starts here with Harrogate College.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. My name's Tom Harland, and next week's podcast is going to be a good one. Don't miss it, because Queen Ethelburgers are blasting into space. It's going to be great. There'll be more early years with the Little Gym as well, and of course, more from our friends at Harrogate College. We'll see you next time.